everyone. Welcome back to the session series from the Georgia Chamber Podcast. As always, we're your hosts, Kayla Robertson
and Katie Duval.
We are today exactly 2 weeks away from Sine Die when we're recording this episode. We only have 5 legislative days left of the 2024 session. So time-wise, things are starting to wind down. But here at the Capitol, things are really starting to ramp up and get busy again.
That's right. Today was day 35, I believe. And things were busy. Both the House and the Senate did not adjourn until sometime after 3 o'clock. The halls were definitely a little bit busier than usual. And we also had a couple of exciting events happen today. In particular, David Ralston, the late David Ralston, who was Speaker of the House, was honored today with an unveiling of his portrait in the hallway. So his family was on the grounds, as well as a couple of former governors wandering the halls today. So it was definitely busy, not only with lobbyists and legislators, but also some past dignitaries.
Yeah, and of course, David Ralston was a very proud former UNG graduate. And so I believe that a resolution was also passed to allow a building on UNG's campus to be named in his honor. So it was really great to see all of his family and legislators gather today to honor his legacy that he left on the state.
Yes, he definitely had a tremendous impact, not only on his district up there in Blue Ridge, but on the entire state. And it was clear that he was respected in both the House and the Senate. So it was great to see his family be able to be here for both of those exciting things happening today.
Well, on the legislative front this week, it's been a little bit slow as far as Georgia Chamber legislation has gone, but we do expect that to change moving into the last couple of weeks of session. However, we did see some movement on 2 of the bills that we heard about last week with Representative Bethany Ballard and Matthew Gamble.
Yes, that's right. So we, of course, had 3 special guests last week, but 2 of those were Representative Ballard and Representative Gamble, and both of their bills passed out of their respective chambers today. So House Bill 880, which was Bethany Ballard's occupational licensing bill for military spouses and a scorecard bill for the chamber, passed unanimously earlier today, Thursday, by a vote of 54-0. It also had a friendly amendment added on, so it'll have to go back to the House for an agree, but we don't expect that to be a problem. As we mentioned last week, this is not only a scorecard for the chamber, but it's also a bill that our hub chamber council has really been behind, as they have a number of military installations in their hub areas. Aside from that, we also had House Bill 982, again, another scorecard bill by Matt Gamble. It passed out of the Senate on Wednesday with a vote of 53-1. So 2 big bills for the chamber, 2 big bills for both of those representatives. Happy to see them both pass out.
And at this point, I don't even think it would be an episode of the session series if Katie didn't get the opportunity to talk about taxes.
Could not have an episode of this podcast without talking about taxes. In the tax space, we had House Bill 1015 and House Bill 1023, both which have chamber support positions, pass out of the Senate Finance Committee on Wednesday. As a reminder, House Bill 1015 by Lauren McDonald would accelerate the reduction of the state income tax, personal income tax, by 10 basis points to 5.39%. And then House Bill 1023 would align the corporate income tax rate with that of the personal income tax rate. So again, if House Bill 1015 is signed by the governor and House Bill 1023 is signed by the governor, that would have both the personal income tax rate and the corporate income tax rate at 5.39% for the 2024 tax year.
And is there anything on the horizon that we're looking at legislatively for next week?
Yes, we've had our rules calendar set for Monday, which will be legislative day 36. So we have Senate Bill 426, which is the direct action bill by Blake Tillery. We haven't talked about that in a couple of weeks, but it will be on the House floor on Monday, as well as House Bill 1033, which is the Utility Workers Protection Act by Rob Leverett. It will be on the Senate floor on Monday. So we are staying tuned to see what happens there. One thing that I will mention back to my taxes, we don't have a position on that film tax credit bill, but House Bill 1180 has not been heard yet in Senate Finance since crossover. So we are anxiously awaiting that. And obviously, we are running out of time with only, I think, 4 or 5 legislative days left, a couple committee days. So we expect that to move or at least be heard sometime in the next week.
That is it on the legislative front. But as we mentioned last episode, the qualifying period for all state, local, and federal candidates here in Georgia was last week. So we do have a political update for everyone as we get ready for the 2024 election cycle. First, the election in House District 125 that we've mentioned a few times did go to a runoff, and that was held this Tuesday. Katie, what was the result of that race?
Gary Richardson won that seat this week, and I actually saw him wandering the halls today. I know that he was introduced on definitely the Senate floor, and I'm sure the House floor as well, but I saw him walking through the halls with some legislators, kind of learning the ropes, learning his way around the Capitol, and I think next Wednesday is what I heard is when he'll be officially sworn in, so nothing like coming in for the last few days of the legislative session.
And so I believe actually that I read that he will have to do this all over again in November. Is that correct?
That's right. You know, he even though he just got elected, he's going to have to do it again with everybody else in the fall. So he's just getting warmed up.
And as far as qualifying, what is the rest of the field looking like for 2024?
It's been an interesting year. You know, we have at least one Republican and one Democrat in each of the state's 14 congressional districts. There's only one open seat in all of those 14 seats, and that's that third district seat, which is currently held by Representative Drew Ferguson. But there's going to be at least a race in every single, or at least a general election race in every single congressional district this year. Two incumbent Democrats, Lucy McBath and David Scott, have primary opponents. So that'll be interesting to see what happens there in May. And then Barry Loudermilk, who is a Republican, also has primary opposition in his district. So we will certainly stay tuned to what happens there.
And that was at the federal level. What's going on at the state level?
In the state level, in the legislature, there are 23 unopposed incumbents in the Senate. And this is up from only 17 unopposed incumbents in 2022. 13 of those are Republicans and 10 of those are Democrats. Overall in the Senate, Democrats are not contesting 18 Republican-held districts, and Republicans are not contesting 15 Democratic-held districts, meaning only 33 districts will have general elections, including two major party candidates in November. On the House side, there are a few more members that are unopposed in those races. Of course, there's 180 members in the House. In 2022, there were 29 House incumbents that faced no opposition, but this year there are 70 incumbents without major party opposition. 42 Republicans and 28 Democrats do not face major party opposition this year. Of those 42 Republicans that have no major party opposition, that also includes Republican John Burns, who of course is Speaker of the House, so he will be running unopposed in his race. 92 House districts will have November elections that include two major party candidates, so about half of the House districts will be having November elections.
That is it for our political update today. And of course, make sure you stay tuned for coming updates. Follow us on our social media platforms to stay up to date with all of our endorsement announcements. And hopefully we'll have some candidate podcast episodes coming for you soon.
Yeah, we only have two more in the session series. So yes.
What are we going to do? It's going to be so sad.
I don't know. What are we going to do on Thursday afternoons? We'll have to come up with something else.
Well, this has been another episode of the session series from the Georgia Chamber Podcast.
We'll see you next week.
See ya.